Well, school is back in session. A lot of the youngsters back in session here the last few days, and it's time to start thinking about their safety once again. We kind of get a little spoiled in the summertime, not having to worry too much about those routine times, morning and afternoon, when kids are on the way to or headed back home from school. But it's a thing once again now, and we want to talk about safety here this morning. Dylan Lyons is with us here today. He's with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition and Iowa Safe Routes to School, and that's what we want to talk about here today. Dylan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, very good. It's always an exciting time when the kids get back to school in the fall and things get back to, I guess, what we kind of think of as more normal.
It is, yeah. You know, you see them still riding around in the summer, going to the pool, going to their friends' houses. You know, they're most of the time doing what they need to do to get there safely. And now with kind of summer officially coming to an end and the school year officially starting, we just want to make sure that you as a parent or a guardian are making sure that your kid is getting to school safely. But then also it's just in the communities, watching out for kids as they're heading back to school is just as important.
Yeah, it takes all of us to make sure we all get there to and from safely during the course of the day. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I know it's kind of coordinated morning and afternoon where you've got specific times where kids are coming and going, but as opposed to the summer when it might be all day long. But still, it's a lot more traffic at those times, and you find some areas that are pretty congested too.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, you put it exactly right where those are the times where, you know, you have some people heading to work, heading home from work, picking up kids or just driving by schools. And we know that, you know, traffic can be frustrating, but we all have to do our part as a community, keep our eyes up, not be distracted with our phones or on the radio, making sure that we're keeping our eyes on the road and watching for those youngsters as they're leaving school for the day and heading to school.
Yeah, whether they're walking, riding bikes, or perhaps even on the scooters and things too. We've seen all kinds of different ways that kids are getting to school, and we just need to be aware of those things. And from the standpoint of the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, you're especially concerned about those youngsters that are out there on two wheels getting back and forth too. But it's important for us to remember some of those things too. And you know, you mentioned that we should not be distracted. And is that the biggest issue these days, is just too many of us drive distracted?
Unfortunately, it is. And with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, we're making great strides at trying to better enforce Iowa law so that people are less inclined to be distracted drivers. I mean, the biggest culprit, as most people probably would guess, are your people on their cell phones while driving. Really just is super important that, you know, call or text, you know, it waits, and if it is an emergency, that you are, you know, pulling off to a safe spot to take that call or text, not checking your notifications, just keeping your head up and your eyes peeled at all times for anyone coming into the roadway, whether it is a vehicle or, as we're discussing today, kids on their bikes, scooters, just walking. It's just, that's the most important thing, is not being a distracted driver, especially during those busy hours.
Yeah, we think about distracted as being the cell phones and some of those handheld devices, but we've got so many displays and things in front of us on our vehicles these days with those video screens and touching buttons here, there, and everywhere. There are just so many things for us to look at as opposed to the road in front of us.
We really do, yeah. It's you know, kind of the burden of the beast in a sense. Like, you have all this great technology that keeps us safe while we're driving, the hands-free, the eye assist. But it does come with a price, and that is, you know, further distractions. And it's just constantly remembering that, you know, you are a moving vehicle that can, you know, cause a lot of damage, so that you have to make sure you're watching the road, making sure you're coming to any intersections, you're slowing. If you do have a stop sign, making sure you're stopping, yielding as you need, and especially at those crosswalks, as you're coming up to schools, they have, you know, plenty of volunteers and staff, crossing guards, that are making sure that these kids are getting across the road safely. But none of it really matters if you're not keeping an eye out for them. And that is just the biggest thing to hit home, is making sure you're watching for the kids and anyone else that, you know, might be out on their bikes, any pedestrians or folks that are just trying to get here and there safely.
Yeah, we all know when we get right close to those schools, the drop-off areas and such, it's going to be more congested. It's going to be a little crazier. But that doesn't mean that's the only time that we have to pay attention. We have specific speed limits during those times for specific reasons. And it just takes a second, and lives change.
It really does. And we've unfortunately seen some incidents like that in our state. And I'm sure almost every community could probably connect to the just unfortunate of incidents that happen when a motorized vehicle comes into contact with a pedestrian, a cyclist. It's very unfortunate, and we all know accidents happen, but at the Icicle Bicycle Coalition, we're really trying to make sure those accidents are preventable. Everything that it comes down to, in a sense, can be prevented just by being more aware, more cautious when you're on the road, and just being respectful in our communities to those that we share the road with.
You bet. Well, and it's a two-way street, literally. We do have an expectation as well that those who are walking will follow the rules there as well, as far as the crosswalks and lights and things. We do have the expectation that youngsters on bicycles will also pay attention to things like lights and stop signs and those types of things, and signal properly. You know, it takes all of us.
It really does. And that's a great point you make, Jim, is that it is literally a two-way road. We really have to make sure that as drivers, we're doing a great job, but just as we are as cyclists and pedestrians, as we're making our way to work or to school, that we are, you know, if you are in the road, you are meant to abide by road law. And that means signaling, letting people know when you're coming to a stop. Iowa, you are required to wear, have a rear red tail light when you're, when the light or sun is either low or you know, getting ready to go down. And so you just have to make sure that you are visually seen and you're being predictable. And that's what we really focus on at the Iowa Bicycle Coalition and Safe Routes, is just being predictable. That way there isn't a chance of an incident or an accident happening, because that driver knows exactly what you're going to do and isn't having to guess, oh, are they going to swerve? Are they going to pull out? Are they going to stop? Because that's what you're expected to do.
You bet. Are there other things that bicyclists heading to school and back should know?
I think as kids are getting ready back to go to school and are thinking or are already riding to school, you know, the big things we tell them are, you know, map out your route to school, whether you're, you know, practicing on the weekends or in the evenings after school, get an idea of exactly the route that you're going to take. So that includes researching your crosswalks with your crossing guards, finding those safe points that really make sense that you should be crossing. Unfortunately, there are times where we do have to cross busier roads, some even forward out in the rural areas, busier highways. And it's just finding those areas where you know it's going to be the safest for you to cross from point A to point B. And then obviously making sure from a safety standpoint that your helmet's fitting correctly, that you do have, you know, any sort of something material, a piece on the bike that, you know, is going to make you seen, whether it's lights, reflective bits, whatever you can do, and then making sure that bike is in good working order so you aren't, you know, struggling with a rusty chain or bad brakes or a leaky tire, that you know that you're going to get, you know, to school safely and then back home at the end of the day safely.
Yeah, and of course, if you're riding in groups, which will happen quite frequently as well, you know, remember the rules of the road for that too.
Absolutely right. You know, there are safety in numbers, but you definitely still have to be just as predictable. Just because you are in a group as a cyclist doesn't mean, as you know, the group stops, you can, at a stop sign, you all go. You're a vehicle, each one of you. So you have to stop each time and make sure that you are clear to move on. Kind of goes right back to, you know, what I was really emphasizing was be predictable. Do what you would do if you were in a vehicle, just as you would do as you're, you know, on your bike.
Absolutely. Dylan, do you work with different school districts or with different communities on some of these safe routes to school programs?
We certainly do. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that one up. So as a manager of the Safe Routes to School program under the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, I work closely with communities all across the state of Iowa. I come to schools to put on safety clinics or educational presentations. I've got a few that are scheduled for this fall, and then usually kicks off right in the spring. So kind of getting into the the school year, and then as the school year's wrapping up, just getting kids ready for, you know, being out more on their bikes or from a commuting standpoint. And so I'm always happy to come to any community in our state to help promote safe cycling, bring that knowledge, especially at the younger ages, getting them, you know, exposed to that earlier on so that when they do become, you know, more frequent riders, whether it's to work, to high school, that they have that knowledge through the rest of their young adulthood to continue that safety aspect of cycling and hopefully pass on that knowledge to, you know, the younger generation.
You bet. So if parents or community leaders would be interested in learning more, they could just reach out to you?
Yeah, they could reach out to us at iowabicyclecoalition.org. You could also reach out to me individually. My email address is Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, at iowabike.org. Always open to visiting any communities across the entire state. We do have partners that do cover a lot of the northeast corner of the state that are also available. But you'll see me covering the majority of our amazing state of Iowa, just promoting all things about safe cycling.
Very good. Well, the whole goal is to get them to and get them back home again safely each and every day, and that should be a goal everyone has. Dylan, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it and all that you and the Iowa Bicycle Coalition do to help promote that safety.
I appreciate the time, Jim. Thank you so much for letting me come on and talk with you.